sponsorship alert.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We have a new collaboration with Lotus Butter. Our new scents are sure to get those senses tingling and going. We have a brand new sugar scrub and a complimentary body butter, glazed DMs, along with a unisex oil nightcap and three new bath bombs, Kinky Kinky. So if you are looking to get some new scents and get some scrub-a-dub-dub, please head on over to lotusbutter.com. That's LOTUSBTR.com to check out our new collab.
We got some strippers in this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. I have two very beautiful guests in here. I'm going to throw shots all day. One of them answered my DM from the first go around. The other one took 5 years. But I appreciate them both just as much. I'm going to give the introduction, and they're going to answer the intro question and introduce themselves. So first, we have the international exotic entertainer who comes while strapping bitches, Girl Flex. And some of you may know her from her tweets. Some of you may know her from her love of Red Lobster biscuits with applesauce. Zola.
Why would you say that?
Why would you eat? I'm still mad at her. Why would you eat those beautiful biscuits and mix it up with applesauce?
Have you had it? Have you tried it?
No, I'm not trying.
It's very good.
The weird thing is I like both separate.
It's so good. I'm trying to tell you.
No, I have not tried it.
No, it's wife would stop being my wife if I tried it.
It's so good.
They said it was applesauce and
Red Lobster
and
biscuits.
The biscuits. It's so good.
She speechless.
Everybody
she
got their own little mixes. Yes. Everybody got their own little concoctions that they like.
As a kid, I used to eat marshmallows is the bread and the cheese ball is the meat. And I used to make sandwiches and eat them.
So everybody got their own.
Yeah, but that ain't as bad as no biscuits and no motherfucking.
That's new. I never heard that one.
So you judging me?
Marshmallows and cheese.
We're going to start talking about sex.
Because I'm right there with you. That sounds worse.
What?
That sounds gross.
Marshmallows and cheese puffs?
Try it.
No.
Fuck you.
See?
All right, so answer this intro question.
It might be good.
Answer this intro question and introduce yourselves. We're celebrating Alessa's birthday.
Woo!
And we got some other birthdays coming up. So we got some gifts for y'all. We're going to gift y'all with some products from our collab, Lotus Butter and Cocktails with Cocktails. I promise it's actually good all-natural products. It smells good. It feels good. And it makes your skin feel good. So I'm going to let y'all smell it. It's not edible because it's gonna make you hungry when you sniff it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I got some gifts for y'all because it's y'all birthdays too. But since the theme is birthday today, tell me a birthday sex story.
Ooh.
Like it could be good or bad.
I got some stories.
I will say I'll start. Me and my wife, we got drunk. We were dating at the time, and I got a big ass suite at MGM, and we just started getting. You know, busy, right? And my friend was like waiting for her ride to swirl around. So she went to the corner of the suite, was just standing in the corner, face to the wall like a kid in timeout. Like, I don't have anywhere else to go right now. And I'm like, my bad. She was sucking my toes and everything. It was great. You know, so everybody should get a suite at the MGM. Get your toes sucked.
Nice. Yep. I haven't had a suite at the MGM since I've been kicked out.
Okay.
It's beautiful there.
All right, Flex, we're going to start with you, and we're going to wrap it around and let the birthday girl end it.
So, all right. Well, I'm Girl Flex. I'm an international exotic entertainer. I'm
right here from fire.
Shout out to my stylist, you know, right here from Detroit. I've been entertaining for almost 15 years.
Wow.
And it just kind of started locally, and then I got, you know, kind of got hip to actually what I do being a thing. So what I'm considered is a dom entertainer. It's just more so like on a feminine dancer that's more so on a masculine side and stuff like that. And so it's like a switch. It's, you know, different levels. Everybody got different names and all that.
Yeah, but you got a niche market for sure.
You know, so it's just like, for the most part, I travel all over, you know, in city, state to state. I've been getting booked out the country lately. So it's been a, you know, dope journey. It's fun. It's exciting. It's actually amazing. Like,
it sounds amazing.
You know, it's an industry. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own industry. You got musicians. You got, you know, the acting. I'm also an actress. You know, I'm in a couple of Tubi movies. Check me out. Queen of Kings. Rose Gold. I got some more projects coming up. Right now on YouTube.
A Jill of all trades.
Yeah. Okay. Right now on YouTube, we got Tracy's Troubles. The first two episodes of that is out. It's going to get converted to Tubi soon, too.
Okay.
So that's out. A couple movies on YouTube. I'm in Betrayal. Betrayal 2.
I saw Betrayal.
Yeah, I did Betrayal and Betrayal 2.
What was you in Betrayal?
That was in like...
Was you a cop?
Nope. I was a... Betrayal was... You, I think you're thinking about B-Ward, but no. I was just one of the, like, the main characters. So I was just, like, one of the, like, the... I dated one of the main characters or something. It was like that.
I gotta watch it again, but I...
Yeah, Betrayal. Betrayal was a... It was YouTube. Like I said, this was years ago when I started my acting and stuff like that, so... But now, you know, everything is, you know, big on Tubi and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got a few projects on Tubi.
That's what's up.
That's dope. YouTube.
I love it. Yeah. I didn't know all this, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. With the dancing and everything I do, I host. I'm an MC. So, you know, I get booked to do that. I host at a couple bars, you know, in and out the city.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Do a lot of events for that. Out the country. So I MC.
Yeah, you keep trying to get us to watch you strip in Jamaica.
Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Man, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. Okay. It is beautiful. It's entertaining. Okay. So it's just a world that a lot of people don't know about. You know, it's, like even I didn't know about it. Like even getting into it, I didn't know that it was like a big thing. I didn't know that it was a actual industry. Mm-hmm. I was just loving to dance, just being this, you know, kid, just going to all the gay clubs. Everybody wanted me to dance, so I thought it was cool. You know, I was doing my thing. And then I got invited to dance at Watts Mozambique.
Okay.
Which is the male, you know, legendary male strip club here. So and I got booked to dance.
Before you go in there, because I got a whole segment on it.
For sure.
I'm going to slide to that. But I want you to tell us about your favorite, or least favorite birthday.
I got you.
She's about to be like, look, I was...
No, for sure.
I love it, though, because you smooth.
You get right into it.
For
right
sure.
Into it.
She's about to get a lesson.
My birthday, let me see, my best birthday, probably, I went to Miami. Mm. And that was a surprise trip. So it was like, the only thing I knew was that I was going to Miami. I didn't know no other details. Mm. I didn't know where we were staying. I didn't know, you know, where we driving. I didn't know no details. It was, at first it was scary because I don't like surprises. Okay. So I would ruin a surprise for myself, like seriously. But this time, I just sat back, let the surprise happen. It was amazing.
That's how was the sex?
Amazing. Balcony, you know, there's some freaky thing, you know. Right off the, we was at the Fountain Blue, so we had like the river view, city view. Daytime, you see the beach. Nighttime, you see the lights. Okay. It was perfect.
So, like, how does that work with, like, lesbian sex?
Went to the new beach.
So, like, you bent her over on the balcony?
Facts.
Okay, so, like, was it a finger pop? Was it eating? Was it strapping? How did that go?
All of it.
Okay.
It's all,
so, how does that work? Do you like to get strapped? Or do you want to do the, strapping?
No, I do the strapping.
I do the strapping.
So, okay. I personally, I've tried it. Good. You know what I'm saying? You know, wanted to experience it, just try it out. I didn't like it. You know, it's not my thing. It's
you
just
your pussy ate?
Definitely. I'm like, you better eat it. Okay. Cause if you don't, we ain't doing shit.
See,
you don't
like
it, I don't stick it.
Well,
that's
you do
rule.
Have some touch me not. So
I'm a touch me please. I'm a touch me please.
And you the touch me please. I like because I don't like strapping bitches. I rather strap men.
Mm. Okay,
but I'm gonna eat a bitch pussy. Like I had a bitch that I was fucking with who would not let me eat her pussy or suck her titties. What's wrong with you?
Mm. Yeah. You like your strap getting sucked?
Yeah.
So like, what does that do?
Don't know why. It's just it's just like I don't know, man. I think it's just like for me. I get off on it because I think it's just like the person who's doing it, if they're into it, it's like they want you to feel it. So it's like you just be like, man, you going crazy and you want me to feel it. So it's just like you just imagine like what would it feel like, you know? So I think it's just more so it's just fun just to have a thought, you know. Okay. It's exciting, you know, it's enticing and stuff like that. So for me, if it's something, if they want to do it, you know, I'm not saying you gotta do it or nothing like that, but I don't know why everybody just want to. Like, even if they never did it before, I'm always a lot of first experience for somebody. Mm. It's always something that's a first with them. Like, whether it's first time with a girl, first time sucking the strap, first time something. It's everybody, I don't know. I just attract all type of first time something girls. Mm-hmm.
Like, she said she the guinea pig for the ladies.
I love it.
Okay. You feel so it's your turn. Turn up. We've been waiting 5 years for this moment.
Hey, look, don't start with me. I'm Zola. I'm a writer. I'm an author. I'm a singer. A muse.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? That's me. I kind of just, you know, I'm myself.
Did you say
I get
producer?
Paid to be myself. I am a producer, too.
I know. I seen that bitch on the screen, okay?
This is true. This is true. Yeah. I'm, you know, from Detroit, born and raised. Okay. Atlanta adopted me, so that's kind of where my second home is.
I love Atlanta.
The traffic.
I'm a retired dancer, but I will put the heels back on if
I say you was just at the, you know what, a couple
no,
months
it wasn't.
Ago.
If you know, I will pop in one night only. I will.
I love a good one night
shift,
only.
I'm a day shift nigga, so.
I love day shift.
Okay.
But, you know.
Because that's the only place I go for day shift, so.
Where?
You know where.
The one place?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't been there in a minute, though.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been there in a minute, but yeah, day shift.
I haven't
shift
been there in sure a minute either. Mm. We should go, Brandon.
Yeah, on our dime? Like, not our personal dime? We should.
You really see me up there? Yeah. You never see me up there. You
no
see me up there?
No, because I would have asked you if I could see your booty hole.
Okay.
They get butt naked there, like.
And do.
Yeah.
They do.
Do you
they
get butt naked there?
I have. Mm. I have.
But you can't be asking it, bitches if you can see their booty hole.
Why? Is that a wild question to ask at a strip club?
I don't think so. It's not at all.
That
it's
gets butt naked.
Fair.
It's not at all.
I've been seeing girls with the booty, with the now. They be put the lights in their butt now.
You
I
do that?
Yeah, that should be sweet.
I do that.
Can you text me the next time you're going to be up there with that in?
They tip better when you got that.
Can you tell me the next time, like, hey, I'm going to have it in my ass. Like, tell me. We'll come. Fuck the show.
I need a butt plug with a light.
That's what it be. It be a butt plug with a light.
I would have got you off for your birthday. You said you didn't want a butt plug.
Because I have to pick out. I need to. Let's go pick out a butt plug. We'll go pick me out a butt plug because I like a certain weight and I like a certain material and I don't want anybody else to pick out a butt plug.
I was going to buy her one for her birthday.
Let's go pick one out together. And then we
can. You already spent too much on your birthday.
No, I'll buy it. You can help me pick it out. Right. Is what I'm saying.
And you gonna try it on?
Yeah, and I'll send you a picture of it.
Y'all wanna come?
Period.
All right, cool. So,
I'm there.
So tell us about the birthday, and then we gonna keep going.
My best birthday,
or worst, it's up to you.
Or
sex experience on your birthday.
What's crazy is I don't even know if I ever had like birthday sex before. My birthdays be like with the homegirls. I swear to God,
I feel that.
You never fucked the homegirl.
Yes, but not on my birthday. No, never. I've given birthday sex, and that was nice. That was fun. Like, surprise, you know, I got a bitch with me.
Mm.
You know, I've surprised my man with good, you know, birthday sex. But, yeah, my birthdays be spent with the homegirls.
Okay.
I ain't even know. Wow.
So, no birthday sex this year for nobody.
Because
you single now, right?
I am.
Would you date a couple?
What's crazy is I'm talking to a couple right now. But I don't know. I don't know if I like her.
They not for you.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I don't think so.
Would you date a couple with locks?
You know what? Possibly. Okay. I would think about it.
All right, cool.
You almost in there.
Yeah, see? I'm going to text her later on. Like, hey, you want to go to day shift? No, you ain't got to work. You got to slide in before flex do. This motherfucker. Y'all should have seen her, like, before the show started. I went outside. She was leaning. Like, she had the whole Rico Suave thing. I was like, I see what she doing here. Let me break this shit up.
I be chilling.
So, Zola, first off, let's start. Let's just be real. I don't want to be your typical interview. Like, I know you've done interviews. I don't want to be the nigga that just simply talks about the movie. But I do want to bring up the movie. Because I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. And it was some nuances in the movie. For the listeners that may not know, Zola was that famous girl that literally was on Twitter tweeting about a situation and the entire world seen it. And then niggas was hitting her up like, hey, we're going to make this into a movie.
The first official story time.
Yes.
James Franco with his appropriating ass hopped right on that. And was like, don't get me wrong. I love me some James Franco. Why he be doing them braids? Why he be doing them braids?
Wait, I thought that was his brother with the braids.
No, he be doing them braids sometimes too.
Oh.
And I love his
Maybe
it's
going to be in his way.
I love the Franco brothers.
I got his back.
But he hopped on that shit immediately. I was like, oh, this is going to be a great film. This is going to be a great film.
It took so long I felt like, because I was on Twitter live that day, watching it happen.
Refreshing, waiting for every,
like,
waiting for her next tweet.
So I finally watched the movie and I'm like, dog. I remember Coleman Domingo was in shit, so I knew who he was, but I didn't know who he was. And then I'm like, okay, this is good. But the nuances that I got yesterday when I watched it, and I watched it yesterday on purpose, it was a part, I don't know if you remember in the beginning, the white girl was peeing and Zola was peeing. And the white girl was sitting on the toilet in a public restroom.
Yep, like they do.
And the pee would look like Mountain Dew. Zola was squatting.
Like we do.
Yeah.
And her pee looked clear. And I was like, this says so much without saying a fucking word at all.
It was done so well.
Shout out to Janixa Bravo, our director.
It was done so well.
You could tell whoever directed that knew what the fuck they were doing with that.
That was Janixa. That was all her idea. Yeah, she did that. But those who get it. Everybody didn't even pick up on that.
Yep. Yeah. No, you know? I do distinctly.
Did you tweet that on the ride home? Or like was this days later? Like when you finally got
this was months later.
Okay.
So,
because it started off with, let me tell you about how this white bitch had me down in Florida.
Yeah, this was months
later. On some bullshit. Yep.
Months later, I had to process it. Like, it was actually very traumatizing. Like, I had a breakdown. I had to go home, process, told my mama. She was like, you're never going to Florida again.
Hell nah.
You know?
Did my man really jump off too?
He did.
Okay.
No, he threatened to. He threatened to.
But he didn't.
And
really,
we was like, no. And he snatched him back. So he didn't get a chance to. But he did have issues. He was something was off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was months later, like 6 months later.
Was it weird? This is my last question. We're moving on. Because like I told you, I didn't want to be the typical in the interview. These are really like questions I personally have.
Yeah.
So I'm being selfish. Was it weird like watching her prostitute in front of you?
Yes and no. Like, I'm going to say no because I work in the club and I'll be working in the white clubs. And
But she was fucking in front of you.
And she also seemed kind of dumb. Like, Zola really had to tell her what the fuck to do. Yeah. And
that's the part that was awkward for me. I don't deal with bitches who, like, have pimps. I don't understand how you mismanage your own pussy. I don't get that. So that was the awkward part. But, you know.
Best part was when he gave her money but didn't get a girl money. Like,
right. How many bitches have you had to teach the game? Because that did not, like, just based off, even when you told the story, it seemed like that was not the first time you have dealt with a dumb bitch who didn't know what she was doing. Since I'm
here,
bitch,
here.
That part. Yeah. It don't be on purpose. I'd be like the unofficial house mom.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's because you be needing to take these idiots under your wing.
So you got in the exotic industry, like, or just, you know, you got to do that.
Is it a house dead, like, over, like, in the male strip club, like, when you go there?
So the male strip club is, the scene is different now. With Watts, you know, being burnt down and then Henry's, you know, shut down and everything like that. Mm. It was hard searching for a home. Mm. So the whole I would say like the whole Watts tradition kind of like faded away. Mm. Because once it closed, it was literally everybody scattered. Mm-hmm. It was like nobody, they didn't have anywhere to go
to different states.
You know what I'm saying? They started moving to different states, and then it was just like me, I was on a different, just me period. I was in a different lane myself. Like, a lot of these dancers were just local dancers. They only knew what went on here. So they, when they lost their club here, they lost their mind because they didn't have nowhere else to go. I was already like booked, you know, out of state and stuff like that. So just, you know, trying to take people under your wing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of being in the industry.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, either they gonna go or they not. You know, it's hard sometimes because you got the people who feel like they know everything, or you got the people who, you know what I'm saying, just come in, they just lost, is all hell, and they just a lost soul, and you really gotta guide them, sometimes mother them. Like, me, being in the male dominant industry and being a female leader, I had a lot of trials and tribulations that I had to deal with just bumping heads with people because to them, they're like, they're men. They don't want to hear shit I got to say. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So it's I'm in a male dominant industry, and then I'm the one that they got to listen to. Mm-hmm. They didn't like that.
Yeah.
So before all this Queen of Kings and all that shit came out, I've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? Doing the whole club, you know what I'm saying? Organizing stuff, getting these guys out here and stuff like that. So it can be, you know, a hard thing. Like I said, for her, she's dealing with nothing but women. Mm-hmm. I deal with majority men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only dom entertainer that was coming out of Detroit. So the ones that I would try to bring up, try to bring in the other females, it was only so many. I was the only one for the longest. Right.
Did you have your own changing room?
Yeah, sometimes it just depends. Like, I didn't mind, you know, like, you got your ways, you go in stalls or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If, you know, you just got a different ways, cover yourself up or whatever. I look at these niggas like they in the locker room. They bros to me. So it's just like,
okay, yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
It's like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that men are not being men and they not taking the peek or they not taking a look, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't say nothing to me and don't touch me.
Right. At the end of the day, we're all here to work.
Like, we all here to work. You feel me? So it's just like, I'm not about to be
at your booty.
They look, I got a fat ass. I'm not,
yeah, you know, I didn't want to bring that up.
I got a fat ass.
I did look at it.
So, you feel me? I don't doubt that a male is looking. You know, you're a man, you're supposed to look. But just don't say nothing to me. Don't make it uncomfortable for me because then it become a problem.
You like your ass?
You know what I'm saying? By a female, yes, I do.
Hey,
I don't deal with men. Okay. So, yes, you know what I'm saying? I love that. Like, I love to be.
That stripping thing, because I'm excited.
For sure.
But you said something funny, Zola. You said you were very in love and the sex was great, but you felt like it was because you were in love. Like, if that nigga would have blew on you, you would have came.
Absolutely.
Like, that's crazy. I never been that in love.
I know that.
Yeah, that's how I be. That's how I be.
Be so, in love like that. Ooh.
Describe, like, that feeling. Like, do you ever even want to be that in love again? That actually sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it does. I would love that, actually. I love love. I'm a lover girl.
Beautiful thing.
So, I love love. But do I want to be dickmatized ever again? No. No.
Ooh.
No.
Because there's a very big difference.
Yeah.
There is a very big difference
with all of you, but do I want to be in love with the dick ever again?
Like that?
No.
So it was for you. It was you were in love with the sex and not in love with him.
Good question. Actually, at first, no, I was in love with him, all of him. Like I said, if he would have blew on me, I would have just felt.
I was like that with a girl before. So it was, I understand. Like yeah. I agree with you 100%. Like mm-hmm. blow on me, it's
do you
over.
Think
like,
that the sex would be good right now since you're no longer in love with him?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. No.
Mm.
No, not at all. Horrible, actually. Wow. Once we fell out of love, it was horrible.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because now I don't want you near me. Don't touch me. It was fuck so away from bad. Me, you stupid ass bitch. So. You got, it's like you got, when you in love so with somebody, bad. And then especially if you got chemistry with them, that's like the best sex ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, yeah. there's no, there's like the sex is never wrong.
It's never bad.
It's never bad. Like, it's all. It don't matter how good, how long, how what y'all doing. Who is like, whenever you got chemistry with somebody and you're in love with them. Is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about snippet dick. This Ooh. Is my new name.
Okay.
So dick that come too fast. It's like that interlude on the album.
Yeah.
So what's the fastest someone has ever come with you?
It was probably one of my clients, actually.
What do you mean by that?
I used to have this one trick and he was just, but you know what? It was good money.
I didn't know you had clients.
Mm-hmm. Back in my former life.
Oh, so no more.
No more. In my former life.
I wasn't trying to pimp you. I was just, you know,
curious. In my former life, you know, I did my dominatrix thing and I had my little side hustles.
I definitely can
you
see her.
You killing with the dominatrix. She killing with the dominatrix.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. Killing them. It was so much. Yes, but I didn't enjoy it. But for the money, yes. Yes, for sure.
I really need to
get in the world, baby. She's in the world with
so much fun. He would pay me to come on my feet. Girl, he wanted a foot job.
If I'm gonna pay somebody to come, I'm
like, he wanted a foot
we
job.
We gotta be fucked, I guess.
Men don't pay for anything.
I guess that's why I won't pay for shit. I'm cheap. I don't know.
It was so easy. $1,000 a week. I gotta see him twice a week and just use my feet in like 2 minutes. Boom.
I need to get on Twitter and say, who wants to pay me to come on my feet? And hello. I know that people will be in my DMs.
Do it.
I'm about to do it right now. That's crazy. You might get some hits.
Oh,
especially if your feet pretty.
I get hits. They gonna be. I've gotten random hits. My pinned tweet says, "Call me for all your pegging needs." Mm-hmm. You can't have no pussy though. I'll have motherfuckers respond to that. That tweet was from like 3-4 years ago.
Okay,
people respond every other week talking about some. What you doing? Where you at?
I keep telling her, let's make this money.
Oh, I mean.
I stand at the door with my
they don't be coming with my they don't come through with my deposit because I'm like DM me. They DM me. I'm like, I need a deposit up front that books your time. Yeah. And then they never want to pay the deposit.
And then they get
blocked. Don't play with me. Yeah, and I gotta get the room.
So how did you react with Quick Draw McGraw?
Like I said, it was work. So
Quick
like,
Draw McGraw. Sorry,
that's crazy. Yeah, it was work. So I was like,
you was like, oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. Oh, did you have fun? Okay, see you next time.
So you said something about somebody came so fast they were going to hell. Like, did you mean because they came that fast that you yourself personally was sending them to hell?
I don't even remember. God was ashamed. That's how I had to have meant it. I don't even remember who I was talking
Jesus
about.
Jesus Christ. She said God was ashamed.
God was ashamed. Yeah.
Like, if you gonna fuck, you gotta fuck.
Hello.
Okay. I get it. That's crazy. So, because I was wondering, like, was he going to hell because of his, like, lack of stamina or because he did some other shit? I ain't know, like. Because
God saw
we were all disappointed. God knows all.
Damn.
We were disappointed.
So, I feel like you're, like, a completely, like, liberated individual, right? Like, that's a fair.
I like to think so.
Okay. So you show your titties any and everywhere.
Period.
Like, I honestly didn't know if you was coming, like, just with no shirt on. Like, I mean, I had dreams, but, you know. I was just like, damn. Like, she been to places and shit with the see-through joints on.
Yeah, There's nothing wrong with it.
How long have you had them?
My whole life.
Your titties been that big?
My whole life.
So this is where I thought your titties might not be yours. Because Zola's in the movie was so small.
They were.
I was like, well, damn, did she get her titties done? Or?
Yeah, but no, she was perfect for the part.
She was. She did a great role.
She was perfect for the part.
Great job for the role.
That was the only thing she was missing. But
she petite, pretty like you, because you little and cute. She little and cute. So, like, it definitely worked.
She had a nice ass, too.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm reminiscing again.
No, my titties been big forever. I did get them done, but that was, like, way later in life. I got a lift and I got implants after I had my baby. I breastfed for 4 years. Okay. Mm. So they was, I just wanted my old titties back. I didn't go bigger.
What was your, I forgot what you said on your phone. What was your favorite part of your body?
I think it was her titties.
Definitely. Well, it's my teeth and my titties.
See, for me, it was her booty hole and her titties. So I didn't know if the answer was yours or mine. So I had to ask.
You definitely said it.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
I was on the Twitter. You know how you go through the media and shit?
Yes.
Because I was like,
you saw her booty hole?
I zoomed in.
It's on there.
I'm going to be honest. I definitely zoomed in. She was giving some head.
You got an ass fetish?
Yeah, I love ass. I love ass cheeks. I love getting my ass ate. I love eating ass. Like, I just love ass. Like, ass looks beautiful.
So you like getting your ass ate? Or you like, okay, can I elaborate on that?
Well, I gotta elaborate, but you guys question.
Okay, so all right, I don't think I just had this conversation yesterday. I think that, you know what I'm saying, like there are some freaky motherfuckers out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, however, what position do not okay, first before you even say what position, because you do it, so obviously you don't think that it's a sexuality thing. You don't think that it's gay to get your ass at, you know what I'm saying?
Gay sex.
And I don't think that it's gay either. I just think that it's, you know, if you a freaky nigga, you a freaky nigga. However, the position that you get it in is my concern. Because it be some stuff that be going on in the world and people just, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the questions
she
that are raised.
If your legs be up in the air.
Or do you sit on the face? Like, I want to know what position both. You actually get your ass ate in.
Let me ask you a question before I answer the question.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to ask Zola. I think Zola would be better to answer. You ever fuck with a dude who don't like his ass touched?
Yes.
You ever think it's men out that there who don't so like the ass touch, but they might be gay?
Yes.
So what's the difference between a man throwing his legs in the air and he could be straight?
Okay, now coming from a straight man, okay, that would give me a different view. You know what I'm saying?
Because he needs to chest.
Like,
because, so I like, it's a difference when, it's like levels to eating ass, right?
Okay.
You got the people who
I think it's levels to getting your ass ate, too. Yeah. So you feel
got the, it's levels to like, you know, getting the rim licked.
Okay.
You got people who open up, and so you kind of in there, like, you know, hello, is anyone there?
Right, okay.
And then you got the tongue punchers.
Okay.
It's three levels to it. So I'm not the smallest nigga in the world.
Right.
So if I want somebody to truly punch their tongue,
you got to open up. Legs. You got
to
lift them up.
Maybe if I was Travis size, I didn't have to do all
see,
that.
See, I respect
know.
You for just being real because these motherfuckers be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I said, how he said, how you get it to me, because I saw it like before on the video and it was like I said, my thing was, it was a guy with his legs up. Like, it was like a, you know, more so of a, looked like you was having a baby. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, for me, it was just like, okay, I don't think that the act was a gay act, like for you to get your ass ate, but just the position just was not. It was just like, even being a gay person, it's just like,
just wasn't
that was
kind of
gay.
Pleasing.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just wonder, you know, for a straight man, like, what do you feel like is the proper position? But obviously there's no right or wrong way to do it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
And, period. And it's funny because we kind of had a conversation about this on the last episode. We had a trans woman on.
Okay.
And a pansexual man. A married man at that.
Okay.
And we were talking about, and I'm not saying that you're doing it, nor am I trying to jump on you. It's just since the conversation was had, we're having it now. I feel like when we think that certain things are gay besides things that are actually gay, because to me, I think it is. It's simple math. 1 + 1 always equals 2, right? So if dicks are involved, to me, is gay.
Right.
If actual real life blood and vein dicks are not involved, it's not gay. I think that we as a community and as a society have stigmatized it to everything's gay. Mm-hmm. Like, I said, saw some shit that said if a man gets food stamps, he's gay.
Please.
And I'm like,
or if a man celebrates his birthday, he gay.
I read that shit.
People just be writing shit just to get like, comments at
you
this
know,
point.
I used to think
facts.
That.
Facts. People just,
but
like, come
I, the niggas that be commenting
here.
On our shit, they be believing some of that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you niggas is insane. Cause give me them food stamps.
Okay.
Like, that shit's fucking crazy.
That's sweet though. That's sweet. Like, that's sweet.
If I meet a nigga with
that,
food stamps,
people, like,
first
people are just not in, you know, it's just like, just coming from a woman's standpoint, it was just like, is that, I think that's gay. But like you said, it's every, if it floats your boat, it floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you like, that's what you like. But it was just like, I just wondered, like, in the community of men who actually like their ass, they, because this is your community, you know what I'm saying? What is proper, what's not, what's gay, what's considered gay, what's not. But obviously, like you said,
well,
if it's not the same sex, it's just not gay.
How you eat ass?
Usually it's when I'm giving head. I just kind of go down. They don't put their legs.
So you be on
the
sun punch?
I do.
I like to put their leg. I like to put their legs.
You got a long time?
So you like to do you
I
mean, like
I like normal, to push their thighs up.
Oh my God. I know it feel good with that tongue ring.
Yeah, they be having fun.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I go down there. They don't put
You just do
I find my way.
Fuck it.
I don't see my way.
Folding them
thighs.
Find a Nemo.
As soon as I get down there and I feel knees knocking on the side of my head, gripping under them thighs, and I'm pushing up tiny bit and I
so you know what time it is, right, Bessa?
It's naughty time with Bessa.
What you got for us today?
So, today's naughty time with Bessa. The first literary depiction of the nipple clamp was in 1790 in the novel Justine by Marquis de Chaudet. Ooh. In a French novel. I was very intrigued by nipple clamps because I found my nipple clamps recently. And I was like, damn, it's been a minute since I used these bitches. And I was like, I wonder when the first nipple clamp was invented. They've been around for a really long time, but the first time they were actually described were in 1790.
Do y'all use nipple clamps?
No.
I have.
Okay. I'm not really a fan of toys and all the extra stuff. Like,
you not a fan of toys?
Only thing I use is like, only thing that's a toy that we use is a strap. But other than that, like,
you don't use a wand or nothing
no
like that?
Toys?
You
don't? I don't like none of that shit. Like, I love to give head. I'm the toy. You feel
okay,
me?
Yeah,
if you want, if I'm kissing and licking and fucking and sucking on you, I'm the toy. You
that's
feel me?
Okay.
So I never been like a toy fan. Like, I might have a little vibrator or something, you know what I'm saying? A little something, but. Mm.
I really only like
my
wand.
Do you like to play with toys like on yourself?
If I don't really like to, like, I will if it's just like one of the moments, like, I gotta get this nut off. If I got my vibrator, no, I'll use my little vibrator, woof, woof, get my little nut off, going about my day. But other than that, that's like, I could count on one hand how many times that happened in the year. I just.
Crazy. I like, love toys.
I don't. Like, I don't know why, I just don't. I never did.
Okay.
And my nipple clamps. That's crazy.
You should post those.
I just like to.
I have. They don't have
Let me make your body do what the fuck it's going to do.
Period.
I like to explore, so I'm a learn you. Like so that you don't have to use a toy.
You ever explore with just this giddy up on?
Like, yeah.
I feel like if I had that, I'd just wear it, like, just by itself.
I probably would. I'm silly like that. I, you know what I'm saying? Just try to. You know, just want to put a costume on, you know? That's how I look
hat.
At it.
You need a cowboy hat.
That's what I dance. I dance with cowboy hats, all that
really?
Stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, my costume game.
She be dancing to that new Beyonce song.
This life is is expensive. Like, this dance, like, my costume game is crazy. I got so many. I can be whoever you want me to be. Like, whoever. Different colors, different fabrics.
We should hire her for the live show.
We definitely should. Yeah. Facts.
Give a random
we should definitely have her do a routine for the live show.
Come on. We can do it. It's
so,
whatever.
Since we're talking about stripping, I'm gonna ask rapid fire questions. These are real fast answers. To both of y'all. Y'all both gonna answer them because y'all both strip. How long have you been stripping?
Well, 15 years in total, but in the male industry, 10 years.
Okay.
On and off, 10 years.
Okay. Each of you give me two pros and two cons to the strip game. Zola first.
Two pros.
And don't use a cop out and say money.
I mean, okay, two pros, the connections. I'll be networking in there.
Okay.
I meet a little bit of everybody.
Okay.
I can imagine.
And honestly, like, the sisterhood, it's a community. It really is. So
you would have said money for one of them. We wouldn't have got
that. I would have. I for sure would have said that. Yeah. But I mean the money too, but I mean that could also be a con. Two cons.
I'll let you use money as a con.
Two cons, the inconsistency, like, because that'll kind of draw you into it, like, you know. And then another con, the stalkers. Niggas be obsessed with you.
The regulars.
The regulars who don't spend no money. They just want to come see you.
What was his name in Players Club? Stanley?
Yep.
The Stanleys.
The Stanleys, fact.
I hate them.
Yeah,
fuck Stanley.
Pros for me would be the experiences I get to have and, like, the places I get to go because, like I said, I'm international. Mm-hmm. So, it's like I feel like it's places that my talent has taken me that I probably could never have saved that
that's
much money.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like the people I meet, the bonds I build, like I build, like you said, you build, this is a, it's an industry. So you build relationships mm-hmm. with people.
Oh, so y'all both kind of got one of the same. Okay.
Like it's literally like, you know, you build family, like with me traveling so much, I have to build family with people. I have to build relationships mm-hmm. with people. I'm going to different countries. Mm-hmm. When I go there, I need to know somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're going to different states. You need to know somebody. So it's me just being an all around people person and just, mm-hmm. you know, I get like along that. With anybody I can, you know what I'm saying? People, everybody gravitates to me and stuff like that. So it's most definitely just the experiences, the people I get to meet, the places I get to go. And it's more, I travel, like I said, I'm damn near going out of town every weekend, you know? Right. So yeah. How often do you know what I'm saying? Do you get to get paid to come make money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you paying, okay. you paying for my flight, you paying for my room and I'm staying in no rinky dink ass hotels. Mm-hmm. You paying for my flight, you paying for my room. You know, some of them, they feed you, whatever. The extra stuff that you need, they'll provide it for you. Mm-hmm. And then you paying me a booking to come make right. more money.
Mm-hmm.
So what's not the pro in that? You know what I'm saying? I'm I'm getting paid to come make more money. You give me basically in advance to come mm-hmm. make some more money. So okay. like I said, that's definitely for me, my experience. You know, I get to travel so much and just meet all these nice people. And like I said, networking. I do other things. I have to do photography. I'm an actress. I do locks. Yeah. I do, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I do so much. It's just like more than just dancing. So mm-hmm. people book, I do body, I don't call them massages because I'm not a massage therapist. I'm not licensed for it, but I like to do body rubs. So that's an exotic body rubs on women. I only do women.
Okay.
So exotic body rubs.
I ain't want nobody in her DMs going crazy.
No, I only do women.
That's
only
why
do
I wanted
women.
You to specify.
Like I would if it was a male, I wouldn't do the exoticness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the exoticness would be what they pay for. They would be the nakedness. I would mm-hmm. be nude or they would be nude.
Would you give them happy end?
Never. I don't do happy endings.
Even a finger bang.
I don't touch people. In every literally everywhere I go, they think that's what come with it. You got people that want it, you got people that offer it. They will spend top dollar for you to sleep with them or, you know, give them a happy ending. Never. Okay. There's not one person in the city, out the city, out the country that can say they had me because I do not play that.
Okay.
I'm an entertainer. Mm-hmm. And I've been that, you know what I'm saying? I've carried my, I'm still a lady. Like, I've never had sex with a client. I've never been, nobody's, it's nothing wrong with that. That's what you do. How you get your money, that's what you do. You know, that's how you run your business. But me personally, I've never done it.
Okay.
So, cool. I've never, you know, sex never been, or, you know what I'm saying? It's never been a part of how I make my money. Okay. It's just being pure entertainment and me being a good person.
Cool.
So I build relationships with people I got people to this day that can went on and got married and, probably had a good relationship, a bad relationship, but they still come back around and, hey, I've always still rock with you because I don't misuse them. I don't, manipulate them. I'm not doing the most to get money out of them people. Any money that anybody's giving me is because they genuinely want to.
And I love that.
Yeah.
They want to. So for me, I don't have that, a bad experience in this industry.
Okay.
And the cons to it is, I can't really say it's inconsistent because mm-hmm. I'm gone. Like I've been gone. Like it's love everywhere I go. But it takes me away from my family a lot. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
here's our con.
And then sometimes, when you got a name, it's just like everybody, don't like to be in the light. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All the time. Like I'm in the light. I know people know me and stuff like that, but sometimes I really don't want to be this big famous person and people just run up to you everywhere you go. And it don't matter where I go, bro. Like, people know me from somewhere in and out the country. So it's just like, sometimes I just want to hide, cause I just want to just be a civilian and stuff like that. But that's what comes with it. So it's like, you lose a lot of privacy. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the industry and stuff like that. But other than that, it's fun. Like, you make it what you want it to be. If you win it for all the wrong reasons, you're going to get all the wrong results. If you win it because you just genuinely love to do it, I genuinely love to perform. I genuinely love to entertain. So why not do something that, I'm getting paid to do and it's not hurting me and it's not, I'm not hurting nobody to do it, So
okay.
It's
I like
all
that.
I love.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep the rapid going.
What made y'all wake up one day and say, I want to be a stripper? Yeah. I'm going to start with you.
Crazy. So, no, for real, it's crazy because, don't judge me. I was in
I judge you for blocking me.
Look, we're going to talk about that.
Mm.
I was in ninth grade and my friend was like, what you going to do when you graduate? And I swear to God, I said, I'm going to go dance. I bullshit you not. But let me explain. I had a best friend, and my best friend's mother was a dancer.
Okay.
And so she would babysit us, and they would come. She would come home from work, and she would have these big-ass bags of money. And she was so fabulous. Her nails was always done. She was always cute. I was like, I'm gonna be like her. I don't know what to tell y'all. And she'd be like, can y'all count my money? And we would count.
This is why parents don't like their kids around the stripper pants.
Oh my God.
Fuck all that. I wish I had been around stripper pants.
She was so fabulous.
Influential.
No, you ain't ever like hear the parents be like, nope, because you gonna wanna be like her.
No, but it wasn't even that. It was like her lifestyle. Mm. They stayed in the penthouse. Mm. I'm like, I'm going over there.
It was the lifestyle. You got addicted to the lifestyle.
She still strip?
No, and what's crazy is she's
actually...
We need
some old lady strippers.
My best friend's mother is...
They out.
Jocelyn Hernandez's sister. In real life.
Wow.
Blood. Hey.
Does she have an accent too?
Jamila? No, she don't.
Oh, okay.
Jamila and Jocelyn.
All right.
Yeah, no. Wow, Jamila can talk and Jocelyn can't. That's crazy.
What made you want to just wake up one day and just be a stripper?
I didn't want to be a stripper. I just liked to dance. And it was like, I've always been a dancer. Mm. So from a kid... Grandma, hey, you want to, grandma, put me in front of everybody. Show them what you can do. Right. Your dance.
Show them your little dance moves.
Show them your dance. Literally, my grandma always, show them my friends. So I always been a dancer. When we started going to the gay clubs, they had a night where it was like, hey, if you know how to dance, come up here. I'm just, you know, being a little young, little gay girl in the club, want to dance. I'm up there dancing, here rolling, and they went crazy.
That's crazy.
So from that moment on, it was like every bar, the promoters that night just like, hey, come to my party. Stripping chose me.
Okay.
Right. I chose to dance. I just love to dance. I just came to dance. You know what I'm saying? But stripping definitely, chose me.
I'm here to dance. That's it.
But I don't dance at regular strip clubs. I've never danced at a regular strip club up and down the pole. So that's why I don't really say a stripper. I say exotic entertainer because we tell stories. You know what I'm saying? Like we literally tell stories.
My first job ever was Hooters, and all the girls who worked day shift at Hooters, they went night shift and was dancing. So then I was like, I'm also coming to work.
I know you made bank at Hooters.
I fit the criteria.
I've always wanted to be like a hookah bitch and just like wear the fishnets with my ass out. Yeah, like, cause Hooters is for bitches with titties. Like certain places is for like Twin Peaks. That's for places with titties. I don't have titties like that.
I didn't know that until
I want to wear like
Twin Peaks is like that too.
I never been.
But I want to like be like a bottle bitch. Like I want to go to the nigga clubs and be a bottle bitch and have my ass out.
Do it.
I still want to do it. I don't think I'm too old for that. I don't think you ever
throw your own party and be your own bottle bitch.
I don't even want to do that. There you go. So,
I know we running tight, so I'm sorry if I started rushing. I want to talk about the swinging community. You ever been to a swinger party?
Okay, I've never been to a swingers party, but I've been to a swingers resort.
Okay. That's dope. Which one?
It's called Hedonism.
Well, I mean, like...
Oh, you been to hedonism?
I knew it was hedonism, but what country? I mean, yeah.
Jamaica.
Okay.
That was the first. I feel like that's a swingers heaven. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
So bad.
That is beautiful there. It's amazing. Yes. It was nice. I'm not in the swingers community. It ain't my thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck around with the fuck around. But... It was very interesting to see. It was interesting. You know, it was very educational.
Okay.
It was very, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, okay.
So this, cool. This what y'all do? All right.
So Zola has been in a swingers community.
And have.
Would you go back?
So it was actually, my first husband, I was way younger than he was. And he was already in that lifestyle. He was a part of it. And so he kind of just brought me in. Would I go back? Maybe. Possibly. I'm not opposed.
So was it like when you say it was a community, was it like a compound? Like, was it like...
No, just people that swing.
Well, but there are actual swinger compounds.
Correct.
Like, there, no, like, there are... Shit. Like, you can go to like a community, pay housing, pay HOA dues, and you are in a swinger community and everybody in this community interacts with each other.
No, it was like he had... Like I said, he... I was... 18 and he was 47. Don't judge me. He was already in that.
She been jumped off the porch.
He was already in that. Said, you know what I mean? So he had his connections. He had his people. He threw parties at the house.
Okay.
You know, they would come over. Couples only.
You was couple swapping at 18?
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
I was.
Did you ever have like group sex?
I did.
With men?
I did.
Wow.
I know.
I ain't had group sex, but I had sex with people in a room.
Mm.
It was different couples. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't swap partners, though.
You ever had sex with a man?
No. I've never been pictured by a man, though.
So you
never.
I've got plenty of head from niggas. You know, I haven't been with a man since I was like 18, 19. So it's not that I've never dated guys. I just don't have a sexual inference or interest, or that's not my sexual preference.
Right.
So I've never been penetrated by a guy, but I have like received head. I've kissed guys and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You got some cute lips.
Thank you.
She like it's not happening, nigga, but you know, whatever.
Appreciate it.
She's like, yeah, my nigga. She's like, all right, bro. Literally, bro. Oh my God.
Yeah, but I get hit on by guys all the time. Like, yeah. I know I'm cute. I know I'm pretty. I know I got a body. Like, I know all this. Like, I'm not one of those people that's just like, oh my God, guys. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just don't have a sexual preference of guys, so I won't date them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't have a horror story. Like, you know, a lot of stories people,
I mean, been, it's okay.
You know, they just so against guys and all that, but. Yeah.
Some people just be gay.
Literally, just be gay. Some that's for me. Straight, I was just, you know, gay shit.
Some people just be pegging. You know, it's just be happening. Mm-hmm. Some people be in swinger communities at 18.
It just happens.
So, literally, how many,
what's the most? Now
let me
live
it. Let me live it.
What's the most amount of people you had sex with at once?
Like me?
Yeah, your vagina, your ass, your mouth, your face.
Your ass, your mouth, your face.
I don't know. Zola looks like she's like to get her face rubbed.
It's hey, she wild, so I can see that.
Six. Was this a mix or was it all men?
This was a mix.
Okay.
The most men, three. Okay. And even, I don't think I can.
Did you get
surpass DP? That. I have, and I actually enjoyed it, but the little one had to get in the back.
Hold on, time out. Hey, you y'all, know? let's go here. This is a Cocktails with Cocktails First. We are over 220 episodes recorded. I'm sorry, the camera is so close to me. I keep looking everywhere but at you, nigga.
Brandon.
First off, this is a first. Zola is a first. She's the first person to actually be on the show, at least that admitted it, that has been DP'd by natural penises.
That is a lie.
So now we got to go and deep dive in it. So you had one in your mouth, one in your vagina, and one in your ass.
Absolutely.
What? How was it?
It was a fun time. Like I said, the smallest, I was like, you can get in the back.
In your butt.
Absolutely. Okay. The biggest was in the vagina.
Okay.
And then the one who I like looking at was right here.
Oh, so you gave him eye contact and shit.
Absolutely.
Wow. So where did they come at?
It was perfect. Huh?
Where did they come at?
So we didn't end. That wasn't the finishing position.
Okay.
Like that wasn't, we didn't finish like that.
Wow.
But would you do it again? That was, you know, that setup was just right.
What was the setup? Can you tell?
The setup was just right.
The people were right, because I'm sure that that's a very big factor.
Yeah, like
that's
was, what this, I'm was you out somewhere? Like, was this yes. like your boyfriend and his friend? Like,
no, I was out. After work, I went out with some guys. It was their bachelor.
Girl, your happy hours be full.
Yeah, it was their bachelor party. Mm-hmm. They went out. They had a room downtown. I'm like, let's go. And
where was the fiance at?
Good question. I don't know. Probably, who knows?
Oh, I thought you was going to say my ass. Okay, keep going.
Having a time. But okay. the three friends I was with, yeah, we was in the room. I had to initiate it. I ended up being the only girl in the room. And I was like,
how did you initiate this 3-pound?
Because they was waiting on their friends. They was waiting on the other bitches to come. And
oh,
was
you
like,
were bored.
Yeah, we had like being drunk.
Like, fuck these
we
other bitches.
The
I'm about to fuck
shit.
Everybody.
We drinking. I'm like, look.
Did they just have lube or your ass was armed and ready?
Did we? No, there was no lube.
So this is my question.
That's why I said the small one was in the
you
back.
You clearly have a strong asshole.
He had but to.
A strong everything.
Do you think that, but, yeah, good point. Do you think that the dick in the vagina and the dick in the ass kind of felt that thin skin? Because when I'm fucking
sure.
a girl in the ass, I can feel my dick with my finger. I mean, I'm when
sure.
I'm fucking a girl in the pussy and my finger's in her ass, I can feel my dick with my finger. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, like, you know.
I
wow.
guess, I'm sure. That's a question I would have to ask them, I guess.
Text them right now.
They had a great time. Absolutely.
Get a review right now.
Hey, I know it's been a while.
Right, I know it's been a while, but did you feel that nigga dick when you was in my ass?
Now, would you, okay, this I'm is sure a good question. Did. Would you consider that a train?
No. No. A train is like one after the next, after the next. That was a.
Everybody argued.
That was a fair agreement.
That was,
a sexual agreement.
Yeah.
This, a train to me, like, I watched Thomas Train, it was one of my
that
favorite
was an
shows.
Orgy.
This is niggas standing in line to fuck. Now, if it was a nigga jacking his dick, waiting to fuck you, it's a train.
Absolutely.
You know, but to me, that wasn't a train. That was just group sex.
Yeah, that was just group sex. Yeah. That was a sexual agreement. Yeah. Everybody agreed
that's
to fuck.
Crazy.
Sounds like my type of time.
So you would do a MFM again, but you wouldn't do three again. You don't know.
Yeah, that was, it was just a lot. Like, after so long, I was all right. I'm
your body
tired.
Might not be able to take it.
It was
more.
Too. It was a lot. Yeah. Okay. I'm an auntie now.
So you will date a couple with locks. Good, noted. You will do MFMs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. And I guess my last question before we go over to Flex to end the show, like, are you, like, writing any more movies?
So, I'm actually...
Might need to go back to Florida.
I know, right?
Right, get you some more material.
Look, now
shit.
I have a lot of material.
Cast me
I'm
in
thinking
next
about
I'm
sitcoms.
So I get real
film,
over there.
Like movies, it was a lot. The politics was too much. It was a lot, and it the process like.
Did the movie come out before or after James Franco's issues?
After that.
Yeah, that was probably a lot more politics.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. So I would do. I am doing television.
That's what's up.
Sitcoms, yes, absolutely.
I love that.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what's next for
you. Yeah, me too.
And I appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Stop it. Stop saying that. No, you have not. Show me the receipts. It ain't been no 5 years.
You blocked me.
Why did I block you?
I'll tell you after the show.
Because you know why she blocked you.
You know why.
I do. but I will say, even though
bullshit.
I do know why I was blocked,
you said some bullshit.
I didn't know I didn't.
Do you feel like you deserve to be blocked?
No, somebody else said something that I understand her agreeing with. No, I just
guilty by association.
Just said, I will give her that. Yep. Maybe that's what it was.
I block people for that.
I block everybody.
I ain't even do shit.
I block people for liking tweets I don't like. Block.
Maybe that's what it was.
No, that, you know
that
what it
makes
was.
Sense.
I do.
Okay, so we got to go here. We realize that you've never had sex with a guy.
Yeah.
But you said something in your forum that was wild. Mm-hmm. When you be strapping bitches, mm-hmm. you said you came real fast and you was embarrassed. When you strapping, you come, you can't keep strapping? Seems like that's the one.
That shit takes someone. I feel sorry for the niggas.
Finally.
I see. Listen,
Trav, do you?
Hey, got our back. Listen, let me tell y'all. Listen, my niggas. Kudos to y'all. Cause that take a lot of fucking energy, okay?
Mm-hmm. And then you come, like, you ain't even got it.
And then it's like, bro, that's what I tell my if I whoever I'm fucking, I tell listen, you get yours first, cause I'm getting mine and I'm out of there, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to bed, okay? Mm-hmm. Strapping it takes so much right. energy.
You think you got good stroke?
I know I do.
How many strokes can you get before you too tired?
Shit, I can go a minute. I can go a 60 minute.
60 seconds?
But when probably longer than that. 60
seconds.
I'm a dancer. I got making these. Right. You feel me, baby? Okay. These thighs are stamina. Strong. You feel me? Depending on what position you in, how big the bitch is, you feel me? I don't got no preference. So I'm like a big, small, whatever.
I feel like you got a big head. Not a lot, literally. This is decent size, but it ain't big. But I feel like you be talking all this shit about you being a dancer. Like, are you willing to prove it?
For sure.
So you will prove it right now.
For sure.
Okay. Before you prove it, I want everybody at the same time. I'm count to three. All three of y'all say it at the same time. When y'all receive head, how many fingers do you like in your vagina?
Two.
I said at the same time, you jumped again. Now you got to say how many you like in your ass.
I like my ass lit. I don't like no. Oh, don't put nothing in there.
I thought you was going to be with a strong
don't put
two.
Nothing in there. Don't put nothing in there. I tried it once.
We got triple penetrate here. She might say like three or some shit. But where we at?
I would probably two. I would say two.
In your ass?
I would say two.
In your ass?
No, one there. Just a thumb.
I'm about to say your
the
ass.
The thumb belongs
tight,
there.
From what I saw.
It is.
Yeah, it's cute. It's like the cutest.
Y'all about to have me on motherfucking the internet when I leave this. I got to see all that shit. Like,
you know, I like her asshole because it's a little dark. Like it just shows it's been through life.
Okay,
so, you know, and that's what I like.
Okay,
I'm serious.
She got experience.
She like this nigga really can describe my booty.
He got experience.
Like. See, I like.
Let me see.
That is what it look like.
Like you want her showing you her ass right now?
Let me see.
Hey, we have seen an asshole live on air, but I ain't expect that. From you know? One thing strippers don't do is shit for free. So
man, what? I don't.
See? See, I was like, well, shit, do it, nigga. You know?
No, for other dancers, though, you know, we having fun, you know, you do shit, but nah. Nah, baby, you touch my, it's a double rub. You touch my ass, give me $20. Period. I don't even, you look at me, yeah, give me $20.
Alessa, how many fingers you like?
I like two in the pink and one in the stink.
Okay. Hey, Trav, exactly. Can you move Alessa's mic? Oh. Damn. Yeah, I guess.
Oh shit! I'm gonna give her your lap dance.
I brought you some singles. Hold on, let me get over there because
I. Yeah, you gotta move, bro. You gotta find some room.
I need to be able to see that.
I need some room, bro. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get some room.
I got some
singles.
Oh, you do got some manganese. You
got the manganese for sure.
Oh my God, she wasn't wrong, was she? Girl, you got some strong Achilles.
Okay.
Okay,
nigga.
No, we talked about that. Yeah. We can't.
We can't.
That's how it be. Okay. Hey.
Come on, Zola, sing.
That's that.
There we go. Hey.
Ooh.
Put him up.
Oh.
See? Yeah.
There we go. Ooh.
Ooh. You're not supposed to throw money at a stripper.
Yeah, of course you are.
Always politely handed.
Of course you are.
Wow.
Of course you are.
Are you missing?
Oh,
I'm a little bit.
How?
You know what I'm saying?
We got a little.
Yeah. Ooh.
I know that's right.
Can you strap her like this?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get in the
chair. Probably. Yes. Oh, I like her.
Too much. Like, I wanna do it to you now.
Come on.
Oh my God.
She's strong.
She's strong as fuck. Yeah. I'm like 165, bro.
165.
Oh my God. Ooh. She was like, oh, that's light.
That's light work. That is light work.
We should have had you in there one day. Okay, happy birthday.
I want to say that was a...
Period.
Oh, you can touch it when yes. you get.
Yeah, she said. She said. She said I can't touch it.
Oh, you can't touch it. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. Touch it.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. It's your birthday.
So, this was Alessa's birthday.
Oh, I think this is yours.
Alessa, it's your birthday, so we brought you another gift besides the stripper.
I get another gift.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, y'all love me.
I might fuck this up.
Oh.
It was no instructions.
Y'all should have opened the box some more, no?
Let me see it.
Hold on, wait. I think you light it in the middle.
You see?
Light it in the middle, they say.
All right, y'all. This bitch ain't lighting.
There we go. I can kind of see it starting.
Jesus Christ.
All right. There we go.
Oh, it's so... I'm excited.
It's fun.
No, you good.
You are all right, I hope.
Y'all see this? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Trav, you getting the cake, nigga? This is a lot of money. What is it gonna show? What is it gonna show? What is it gonna show?
Is it my ass? It's my ass. High fucking five. Great job.
Aaron said I should do the one with your pussy out. And I was like, no.
With my pussy on the cake, that would have been crazy.
Yeah. Pussy on the cake.
No, I love the yes. That is my ass on a cake. Oh,
so,
wow.
Look, y'all, if you are listening and not on the Cocktails with Cocktails Patreon and YouTube, because this is going on Patreon, because Alessa got a lap dance, this has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We're going to actually cut this cake and pass it out. And we'll see y'all later. Boom.
I love it.
So, Alessa, we got you a cake. We can eat it. I got forks. Forks for everybody. We're gonna do a catches and then we're gonna do this. I wanna do the catches
with
all
the money on
yes.
You leave it? Okay, leave it.
That shit hurt my hand so bad. Thank you, Zola, for recording.
Of course.
You ain't like doing nothing weird and like flipping and showing the
toes.
No. Thank you.
We're
gonna have y'all sit here. Catch us on the next episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We're gonna do this though while you holding a lesson.
Okay.
So, like, you're going to look around her.
Bet.
Where I
put her upside down. Yep.